Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Daf Pei Aleph in the Ois Vador edition. Perek Asiri in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting at PM with base on the bottom. The Gemara brings the Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael Yomi called Melocha Shei Prosekes. Rabbi Yisrael's Shita was that any Melocha which ends after Shemitah, so then is not Mishamet. Then the Shemitah doesn't take away that obligation to pay that Melocha, to pay for the work. But if it ends before the end of Shemitah, so then that obligation becomes a halva, a loan, and at the end of the Shemitah, it's Meshamet. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Begin Harisho. What do you mean a melacha that stopped at Shviz? Rabbi Yochanan says it stopped because of Shviz, like plowing. When a person plows a field, you're not allowed to plow on Shemitah. So if a person hired a worker, and the worker plowed the field before the seventh year, comes Shemitah, he has to stop. So then the melacha is by definition over. So then it becomes an alva, and at the end of a Shemitah, if you didn't pay for the entire year, by the end of the year, it's Mishamet, and you don't have to pay it back. Says the Gemara, Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, Abshir Melokah Shomar, Begin Binyan. Not specifically talking about plowing, which you're not allowed to do in Shemitah. Even we talk about building, which means a person is working and building a building, and there's no use to do that in Shemitah. Also, if the Melokah ended before the end of Shemitah, then Shviz is Shemetis. And if it went over afterwards, not. Meaning, whatever ended before the end of Shemitah, so it becomes alva according to the Shita. The more explains, meaning kol melacha that preseches because of Shemitah. Not because of Shemitah, but it's because someone ended the work and it happened to be on Shemitah. Says the Gemara, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi, that says that after a person finished the work, so now this obligation becomes a halva. That's like a Buddha. The Buddha said when a person takes a kofas achanus, meaning he's taking credit in the store, then he goes and takes it again. So once you get to the next stage, the original loan, the original obligation becomes a loan, becomes a halva, and he has to pay it. So similarly over here, when a person finishes his work, so now whatever that original chayiv becomes a halva and is mishamet. And that's what the Gemara concludes, and this is we're using here the Rashas, or Shimon Tzirulo's Girso, that the Gemara says, "There are Yosi Omar Kol Melacha Shiposekes B'Shviz Shemetes V'Shem Poseges B'Shviz." Any Meshemetes, meaning that whatever stops the Shemitah, then there is a Meshemetes because right now it becomes into a loan, like a Buddha says. Says the Gemara, we're going to use here the Girsa of the Gro that Reb Chaim brings. V'Lo Yabiyudo K'Reb Yosi. Buddha does not agree with Reb Yosi. Gemara brings this as a question. Chor Yabiyudo is not like Reb Yosi. Why not? The Yabiyudo Omar Ein Dech Shulchani Liyos Noisen Iser Et Sheitol Dino. This comes from the Gemara in Shavuos. And in Shavuos, you have a machlekes. What happens if a shulchani for all intents and purposes for us, it means a banker or a changer. There's an argument, the shulchani says that the balabais did not give him the money that he needed to give a change for. He gave him the change, but the balabais didn't give the money yet. And the balabais said, no, I did give you the money before you gave me the change. So Abiyuda says, clearly the balabais is right. Because it's not normal in Dech Shulchani to what? To give something at Sheitol Dinar. Before the Balabais gives him something, he's never going to give him change. He automatically was waiting for the Balabais to give him first before he gives him anything back. So what do you see from here? You see that according to Reb Yudo, a person doesn't do something for somebody else, doesn't do work, doesn't do an exchange until he doesn't get his payment. So also here, the worker will not be agreeing to do the work until he gets his payment. So if so, even if he did not actually pay him, but the obligation to pay came before, so even if the melacha is not finished in Shviz, but the obligation to pay came before, so you should be mishabetes even if the work did not finish in Shviz. So says the Gemara according to this gear, so Avagav Debido Omayin Derech Shulchani Lo Yisnois in Isar Ad Sheitol Dinar, even though Rebbe said that, Moidu B'Schal Sochi She'en Elo B'Soif. There's no, you don't have to say, it's not the same thing. Schal Sochi, a worker gets his salary, gets his payment, is different than a banker. The banker doesn't give a change until he gets his money. But a worker does work, and he's not going to ask for his money until he finishes his job. So until you don't finish the job, the obligation does not become a helpful. Continues the Gemara, says, Im Aya Achodish M'Ubar, regarding the person who gave the meat for Yamtiv, and then, and that's, he's doing it the day after Chavtes Elul. The Shaila lives that day is the last day of the previous year. Is that Lamed Elul of Shemitah? Or that's the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the eighth year. And it depends if the Eidim came that day or not. If the Eidim came, so then that's the first day of the next year. Any meat he gave out it was done not in Shemitah, the day after Shemitah. But if the Edim did not come, so that's the last day of Shemitah. At the end of the day, you have Shemitah. So the Gemara starts this by saying, Rabbi Yoimer Nisan lo nisaber miyomov. Chodesh Nisan was never miyomov. Meaning, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, referring to it. Meaning, Adar is always 29 days. And the day after Adar is always Rosh Chodesh Nisan, will always be in the 30th day of Adar, not the 31st day of Adar. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, V'atarinon, but we have a Mishnah, Im ba ha-chodesh bizmanoi. The Mishnah speaks about regarding Truma Salishka, referring to taking the money for the new Ktoiris. Every time when we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to take the new money of the new year to use that for Ktoiris. So the Mishnah says there, if it came on time, so then so and so will happen. You see, that's if it came on time, meaning not always it came on time. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh Nisan was a day later. So the Mishnah, Im ba loiba, if it would come, but it never actually happened. Even though the Mishnah is using Im, doesn't mean it actually happened. It never happened. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan was now on the 30th day of Adar. Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, Tishrei lo nisaber miyomav. Similar thing, we find the Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which means Rosh Hashanah, was never Mu'ubar, meaning Elul was never Mu'ubar. Elul was always only 29 days, and next day was Rosh Hashanah. So well, what about our Mishnah? V'atarinon imaya chodesh Mu'ubar. If the month was Mu'ubar, Mashpa said that sometimes it was Mu'ubar. So they were if it was, but it never actually happened, then Chodesh Elul was 30 days and not 29 days. Says the Gemara, but it says, Umishikichus Hashanah Behusho, when they were doing Rosh Hashanah and Husho. Beyom Yishol Amarim Yishmo B'nei Shabiyachim B'Priko, Yishol and the son of Yishol B'Priko got up. Omar Kedivri Abiyachim B'Nui. He said like Abiyachim B'Nui. There is a machlokes regarding when do you say Malchus Rosh Hashanah. Is Malchus part of a Kel Kaddish or a Melech Kaddish, to be more exact? Or is it part of Kedusha Sayyim? Where exactly do you say it? So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, stood up Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbich and Breiko, and he did the tefillah, like Rabbi ben Nuri, that says Malchus in the Bracha of Kedusha, meaning in a Melech Kaddish. On the Shimon Gamliel, lo yinu agim kem b'yavne. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel protested and said, that's not the way we did in Yavne, we said Malchus in the Kedusha Sayyim. In the second day, he was the chazan. He did like Rabbi Kiva, meaning he said, Malchus in Kedusha Sayyim. Very good, that's exactly how we did in Yamne. So you see over here, this story comes out of being it was the first day and the second day. The first day they had one way of davening. The second day they had a different way of davening. I mean, they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. How can you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? I mean, the first day they thought it was Rosh Hashanah, but the Edim did not come, and then they had to do Rosh Hashanah again for the second day. So you see, the Rosh Hashanah was only the second day. So answers the Gemara. We're going to use here the Girsa that Rav Chaim brings in the name of the Gru. We're skipping here basically one line of the Gemara. Mabin Risha, Mabin Hashani, when it says the first day and the second day, doesn't mean the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Rosh Hashanah in the same year. But it means, Rabbo B'Shem Rav, Shana Rishayno, V'Shana Shniyo. It means the first year and the second year. The first year, meaning 1 year of Rosh Hashanah, the Nusach HaTefillah was to say Malchios in HaMelech HaKadosh. And the second year, they said Malchios in Kedusha Sayyim, not in 2 days of the same year. It says clearly the first day and the second day, not the first year and the second year. So says the Gemara, now we go back to the line before. That year there was a kilkel. What do you mean there was a kilkel? They made a mistake. They did Rosh Hashanah instead of on the 30th day of Elul, they made the Rosh Hashanah on the 29th day of Elul. And then they realized their mistake and did Rosh Hashanah again the next day, which is the 30th day of Elul, meaning the first day of the next year. It wasn't that it was Chodesh Me'ubar, that they did Hebrew, and they added another day because the Eidim came one day late. Rosh Chodesh was always on the 30th day of Elul. But here they made a mistake of having the Rosh Chodesh one day too early, on the 29th, and that's why they had to do it again, and that was the case. According to this, they made a mistake on the first day, but it turned out to be that feel of the first day was not Rosh Hashanah at all. Not only that was the normal way of waiting for the Eidim, it was a complete mistake, and then when it was actually Rosh Hashanah the day after, they did it the correct way, or the way that we pass it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shvi'is, Daf Pei Aleph.